One of the most difficult calls I get goes something like this. On the phone is John. He is 56 years old and has been married to Tracy for 27 years. Together they have three children, all of whom have grown up and left home. John has had anger issues for years. Initially, his episodes of anger only happened occasionally, John said, if he had become very stressed at work or if he and Tracy had been distant for a while. However, John says on the phone that recently his anger episodes have become more intense. A few weeks ago, John said to me, I got angry because Tracy forgot to pay an outstanding bill. It was no big deal and I knew it, but I just couldn't control myself. I ended up yelling at her and throwing a glass against the wall. That was the last straw for Tracy, John continued on the phone call. She had been telling me for years that my anger is hurting her and that she can't take it anymore. Now she's left. She went to stay with her sister and said she'd leave me if I didn't get help. I don't want this to happen, John said. I know I have an issue with anger. And to be honest, I've known this for years, but I've been too scared to address it. Now I want to fix it before it's too late. This kind of call is always sad for me to receive. I know that anger issues are changeable, and many people I work with are able to learn how to control their anger far faster and more effectively than they think possible. But the question remains, how do you rebuild a relationship after you and your partner have separated, especially when anger, abuse, or violence have been an issue in the relationship, and your partner is fearful that it will reoccur? This is the question that I want to answer in this episode of the Anger Secrets podcast. Hello and welcome to episode 74 of the Anger Secrets podcast. I'm Alistair Dews, and over the last 30 years, I've taught over 15,000 men and women to control their anger, master their emotions, and create calmer, happier, and more respectful relationships. In this podcast, I will share the best tools and techniques I know to help you do the same. But before we get into today's topic, if you'd like to learn how to control your anger in just a few weeks or less, head over to angersecrets.com and sign up for my free training on how to break the anger cycle. Or book a free 30-minute anger assessment call with me. I look forward to helping you control your anger once and for all. Now, let's dive into today's topic. How to rebuild your relationship after you and your partner have separated due to anger issues. First and foremost, it's important to acknowledge the pain and hurt that anyone experiences during a relationship separation. It is never easy to leave a relationship, and it is never easy to be the person that your partner has left, especially if it is due to your anger issues. Having acknowledged this, there is also good news. It is entirely possible to rebuild your relationship after separation due to anger issues. But how do you do this? When I work with clients, I share with them the following five steps to rebuild their relationship after a separation. You will appreciate that these five steps are not a simple process that you can tick off one by one, but a continual cycle that couples need to put time and effort into. But if you can do that, and if your partner is interested in rebuilding your relationship, even after they have chosen to separate from you, it can be done. So, what are these steps? These steps are: Step 1, deal with your anger issues. Step 2, accept responsibility for the impact your anger has had on your partner. Step 3, re-establish contact when appropriate. Step 4, show evidence of change. And step 5, work on your relationship together. Let's look at each of these steps in more detail. Step 1 is to deal with your anger issues. The first step in rebuilding your relationship after a separation due to anger issues is to deal with those anger issues. This means taking ownership of your anger, understanding its root causes and triggers, and learning how to manage your anger effectively in any situation. Of course, I can help you do this. For more detail on how I do this, visit my website, angersecrets.com. While dealing with your anger issues is a painful step for many people, it should be obvious that if it is not done, there is no hope for your relationship moving forward. Step 2 is to accept responsibility for the impact your anger has had on your partner. More often than not, people with anger issues do not realize the full extent of the impact their behavior has had on their partners. Not surprisingly, opening yourself up to the idea that your behavior has hurt the one you love the most is not easy. But it is a necessary step to rebuilding your relationship. One part of the impact your anger has had on your partner is that your partner may not want any contact with you while they begin their healing process. If this is the case, it is vital that you respect your partner's wishes. Give them the space they need and honor their boundaries. While they work on what they need to do to heal, you can work and heal yourself too. Seek help from others, do personal growth courses, learn more about anger and relationships, and most of all, seek to become the best possible version of yourself. There is a good chance that your partner is also doing the same. Step 3. Re-establish contact when appropriate. The next step to rebuilding your relationship after a separation is to re-establish contact with your partner. This should only be done when your partner is ready for it. I have seen many couples, for instance, who have been separated 3 months, 6 months, or even a year before re-establishing meaningful contact. Of course, the time frame is different for every situation, and it's important to let your partner take the lead on when they feel ready. If your partner is willing to have contact with you, start slowly. Begin with casual meetings to get used to being back in each other's company, and gradually work your way up to more meaningful conversations about your relationship. In these conversations, listen more than you talk. Remember, helping your partner rebuild trust in you and your change process takes time and cannot be rushed. Step 4. Show evidence of change. In order to rebuild your relationship after a separation due to anger issues, your partner needs to know that you have truly addressed your anger issues and changed. Understandably, your partner is likely to be skeptical about your changes at first. It's important to be patient, consistent, and understanding of their feelings during this process. They may also need to start venting their feelings and emotions around how you have hurt them in the past. If this is the case, let them. Listening to the pain you have inflicted on your partner may be challenging, but it is a necessary step in a true healing process. So, how can your partner tell that you have really changed? One thing I tell clients is that often when someone has really done the work to address their anger issues, they physically look different. This is perhaps due to things such as the tension in their facial muscles changing, and it can be quite striking. Step 5. Work on your relationship together. Lastly, but certainly not least, rebuilding a relationship after separation due to anger issues requires both parties to work on their relationship together to create a relationship that is very different to the one they had prior to separation. This may involve attending couples therapy, working on communication and conflict resolution skills, or setting boundaries to ensure that both partners feel safe and respected in the relationship. It is important to remember that rebuilding a relationship takes time, effort, and patience from both people. For couples that I work with, I offer a comprehensive coaching program to help guide them through this healing process. If you would like more details about this program, please contact me. Okay, there you have it. 5 steps to rebuilding a relationship after separation due to anger issues. These steps are: Step 1. deal with your anger issues. Step 2. Accept responsibility for the impact your anger has had on your partner. Step 3. Re-establish contact when appropriate. Step 4. Show evidence of change. And step 5. Work on your relationship together. Remember, this process is not easy and requires ongoing effort from both people. But if you are committed to the process and truly want to make your relationship work, and if your partner wants the same, it can be done. It won't be easy, but it will be worth it in the end. Remember too that if you need help with any of these steps or would like more guidance, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. I am here to support you in rebuilding your relationship and creating a stronger, healthier partnership for the future. Okay, thanks for listening to today's episode on Rebuilding Your Relationship After Separation Due to Anger Issues. If you found this episode helpful, please follow this podcast and head over to your favorite podcast app and leave a rating and review. This will help other people struggling with anger find and benefit from this show. Remember too, for a free training on how to control your anger, master your emotions, and create calmer, happier, and more respectful relationships, visit my website, angersecrets.com. From the homepage there, you can access a range of resources on how to control your anger. Thanks again for joining me today, and I look forward to talking with you next time on the Anger Secrets podcast. Until then, remember, you can't control other people, but you can control yourself. I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.
The Anger Secrets podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of counseling, psychotherapy, or any other professional health service. No therapeutic relationship is implied or created by this podcast. If you have mental health concerns of any type, please seek out the help of a local mental health professional.